When our first reading was talking about how the Holy Spirit worked early on after Jesus died and rose and went into heaven and then stayed with us through the Holy Spirit, about what it looked like then. And one of the things it looked like, it took Paul all the way to Greece. And Paul traveled to Greece and he wound up being in this temple, and there were people there that were wanting to listen to him. And he notices that in the temple to their gods, there was one as to an unknown God. They didn't know who it was, but they figured out somebody made all this beautiful trees and earth and sun and moon. And they didn't know who it was. So they just had a little thing and said, to the unknown God. And because Paul had the spirit of truth that Jesus said he would send, was he able to tell them who this unknown God was? Yeah, he's there to talk to them. He's going like, oh my gosh, we found out through the spirit of Jesus sent his spirit to us, and we know that the creator of all of this is his loving Father. It was all created through Jesus. And Jesus came, and he's a human being. And he rose from the dead. And he sent his spirit with us. And they were all going like, whoa, this is pretty much to take care of. You know, we need to hear this. We need to hear more about this later. But some of them immediately said, oh, this is great. Now we know. Now we know where all this came from. The spirit of truth that is with us, especially, oh, on days like today, isn't it a great day outside? Oh, it's fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Beautiful sunshine. The trees, you see, the things are blossoming. The temperature's fine. It's just great. And on days like this, because we have the spirit of truth, there's so many things that can happen. Because we know it's not unknown God to us. Number one, we have the spirit of truth. And so, some of us, which class this year, does anybody take in your class talked about how bees come and take some pollen and go from flower to flower? Anything about pollination? Anybody do any of that? Take anything there? That would be enough. But you guys? Okay. So there's that. Anybody? So that's the truth. All that truth comes from God. It's all connected with God. God made it all. And when you study that, it's the Holy Spirit that has helped people understand more and more how that all works. So that we have all these flowering trees. Anybody, any class study about like the sun and the moon and how the earth rolls around the sun and the moon stuff? Yeah, okay. And how the moon goes bigger and smaller, but the sun doesn't go bigger and smaller? You know, great. You know what? God created that and sent the spirit of truth to us so that we can figure out all these things. And we're learning more and more and more all the time because that spirit keeps on moving through us. There's so much about the beauties of creation. So that's number one thing is that, and we're particularly blessed here because we're in a school where we can connect up all the stuff we're learning in science and all the stuff we're learning about how things grow and everything and all the stuff we're learning about the heavens and all the stuff we're learning about other people, like through geography and all of that stuff, that we can put it all the truth all together and see how God's behind it all, and God helps connect it all. And it leads us to the wonderful praise of God. And so that's the other. Number one is, we know the person, we've been blessed to know how it all fits together. Not everything, it blows our, it's way too big for us to really get everything. But we can see it all fitting together in God, loving God the Father. As St. Paul said, in him we live and move and have our being. I almost think like that. You know, in him we live and move and have our being. In whoever lives inside another person. Well, I did when I was in my mom's belly before I got born. God's like this giant mom, and we're all inside with all of creation, God's belly, and getting ready to be this. We're just here in the, but this is just kind of a preview of what's going to happen. And then when we get really born in our second birth, forever living forever in heaven, it's going to be amazing. Can't even imagine that. That's one of the things Paul talks about. It's like wild. And it's wonderful. And it's all from the loving care of God. So we have all this truth. And so the stuff that we learn in school, we can all connect back in together with God and we can talk about it and really know the full truth. That's how the Spirit is with us, to see that. And then the other thing is it's just not, this works like a machine. Creation works like a machine. This beautiful day is like a machine. No, it's a gift of our loving God to us. We're in relationship. And so we know, we've been blessed to know the person who made all this. And it's a gift to us. And we can respond back and we can say, thank you. And we can be happy about it. We can dance about it. And we can just be, it's so great. You know how you feel on a wonderful day? And you hear the birds sing and it's warm and it's great. We can give praise and thanks to God that way. That's why we gather here. I don't know, it's interesting. In the psalm that we had today, it said, so we all give God praise and thanks because heaven and earth are full of your glory, of God. And so we give praise and thanks. And one of the things they said of the groups of people that they said give praise and thanks were boys. Who's the youngest boy in this room? Teachers, you can help out. Who is the youngest boy in this room? Can you stand up? Be the youngest boy. Do you mind? Okay. It said, young men, old men and boys give praise and thanks to God. So here we have a boy. Who's the oldest man in this room? Tell Irv to stand up. This is Mr. Freary, and today he is celebrating his birthday. You know how old he is? Somebody knows. How old is he? 1, 2, 3. 92 years old. And so we're living out in God's Spirit. He brings together all kind of people. We have young men. How old are you? 5. We have young men, old men, and boys gathered together to praise this God who gave us this beautiful day. We're going to learn more and more about all the works of God still in our classes today. Some of you are going to see and enjoy the beautiful works of God by seeing some of God's bigger animals today on a field trip. What are those animals called? 1, 2, 3.
Horses.
Yes, see? And so all of this is, don't just see how beautiful the horses is, but also know God gave us this gift of horses. God gave us this gift of each other. God gave us this gift of the sun and the beautiful day. God gave us this gift of the beautiful trees. We walk out with all those white flowers as we go down through there. God has given us all of this. That's the truth that we know. It's not just some machine that kind of works there and doesn't care. It's a loving God that gave us. And so, young girls, young boys, old men, old women, all together now, give God praise and thanks because we know through the Holy Spirit, heaven and earth are full of God's glory and we are thankful.